Welcome to the GTB DLP presentation. In this presentation, we're going to focus on the network DLP of the solution. Essentially, a data loss prevention system has three main components. The first component is the network piece. This would be an appliance that is located at the edge of the network and scanning all outbound transmissions from the network on any port, any protocol, and is able to detect sensitive data either based on fingerprinting technology or based on data patterns. The second component is the endpoint DLP. This is an agent that is located on each machine that you want to protect. It can discover removable media, protect it, audit any removable media, and control data movement from the PC over to removable media. Last but not least is the e-discovery component, where the system would report on locations or files anywhere on the network which contain sensitive data. The entire system is connected to a centralized policy console for reporting and complete workflow for event remediation, and it supports all languages. Most corporations are looking to protect personal identifiable information, but the system is able to detect any sensitive data, including intellectual property such as source code, memos, agreements, and so forth. In this configuration, we are going to look at the network piece, and at the heart of the solution is the GTB inspector. You'll notice that the inspector is located, in this case, out of line. So the system is a dual mode system. It is able to be deployed either in line or out of line. In this case, the system is connected to a mirror port where it is able to see any outbound transmission from the network on any port, any protocol. As soon as the system detects sensitive data, it will then automatically execute the enforcement policy either to log, maybe to encrypt. It could quarantine an email for further review. It could do severity blocking based on the severity of the event, and it can even redact or mask the data as the data leaves the network. Let us see some examples. Let's start by email. What I will do, I will be sending an email out, this email for example, and you'll notice that in this email I have, dear Mr. Kudlow, I have your account, and then I have an account number, and then some more text in the email. Mr. Kudlow is not terribly close to the account number, but nevertheless, this email should trigger an email violation for the GOBA policy. Well, let's send it out. You'll notice that nothing happened from a user point of view. If I select send and receive, I will be getting alerts as a security respondent as well as a violating user. My Gmail account was specified in this case for demo purposes as a special security respondent, and you see how fast I already received an alert that such violation have occurred. But I have other folks who can get alerted based on this violation, and this is the violation for another person, an alert to another person, and it says, dear security respondent, this is a security alert from the inspection system, the detail of the event, severity level, the protocol, the source, destination, subject line, timestamp, the actual data that was violating the policy, and indeed it was a GOBA violation. Let's do another one. In this case, I will send this email out. In this email, what we see is actually the social security number and the last name of Sue. Well, this should trigger a HIPAA violation. I send the email out. You'll notice that from a user point of view, nothing transpired. The user is able to go to his or her next activity, but indeed I saw already an alert as a HIPAA violation. If I click on my user directory here and select send and receive, we will see the alerts that I'm getting on the HIPAA violation as a user. You email to GTB demo, may have violated the HIPAA violation policy and was logged. It is not permissible to send PI outbound. You may visit this site and so forth. This is something that many auditors like to see, that users could get alerted. Let us look at the centralized console and see the same events in the centralized console. In fact, I will refresh the screen here, and what we see is that the last event was at 2:25 p.m. Indeed, it was in the Costa Mesa location, the system is able to congregate events from multiple egress points. And if I wanted to sort them out, I can just look at my Chicago events, Los Angeles, Newport Beach, and so forth. We could see the source. In this case, the source was an email and destination, the severity level, the action that was taken, that this specific email was logged, and it was not yet assigned to anybody for event remediation, so assignee is empty. It was sent on port 2525. The data came from the client's records database, and indeed it was a HIPAA violation. Clicking through the event itself, we see the detail of the event. This is the actual data that triggered such an event, the context of which is this, the entire email. And indeed, we see here the social security number, Mr. Kudlow in his email address, but this is the Kudlow that actually triggered such an event. Let's see other examples. In this case, what I'll do, I will go to my Gmail account and start to compose an email. And this is my email, and notice that I am under HTTPS, and I need to paste some sensitive data here. Let me grab some sensitive data so I can paste it there. We can just grab Mr. Kudlow as well as his social security number and go back to the Gmail to paste it on Gmail, and then send this data out. Well, if we do that, then such a thing should trigger a violation on Gmail. I'll send it over to myself. I don't care about the subject line and select send. Such a transmission should trigger a Gmail violation. Immediately the system reported a HIPAA violation on Gmail that was logged. If we go to the centralized console, we will see the same event in the centralized console for a Gmail violation. And indeed, you'll notice that at 228 we had a Gmail violation, but from the administrator, now we see the username and we see the destination. In fact, it was a HIPAA violation on port 443. If I went to my Yahoo, for example, I can trigger an event on Yahoo Instant Messenger. So the system would be able to report violations on any port, any protocol. So I just sent Mr. Kudlow out, and that is that, and the event would trigger. Not only that, but the system is able to trigger events on some very weird places. For example, I will log into this page, and you notice that this is a page on the GTB site on port 81. If I just paste something like this and submit it, it should trigger an event on port 81. Not only that, let me show how the system would also trigger events based on high severity. In this case, what I will do is I will upload a file. What I'd like to do is upload a file that has multiple violations of several policies. In my case, it's this file. I'll double click on it. The system does not know how to open it. I do know it's a PDF because the system, the file does not have an extension. If I open this file, you'll notice that I just copied several records into Word and then PDF them. And I do have Mr. Abrams and his credit card and Mrs. Ace and her credit card, and so multiple PCI violations. Such a thing should be blocked because it's a high severity event because I have more than one violation. Anyone can set any number of thresholds before the system would trigger an event. So let's go over to this site on port 81, find the file and upload it over to the internet, and something like this should be blocked. So I select upload and the system issued a TCP reset and it was blocked. This is a sample notification to the user saying, "Dear esteemed employee, this is the data security alert from the GTB inspector," and so forth, and such an alert. If we go to the CentOS console, let's refresh the screen so we could see all the events we just triggered. And you'll see the last two events was on port 81, a PCI violation that was blocked, and then before that we had the HIPAA violation. Let us see an example of reduction. As you noticed, right now an email that comes from my email address is being logged. Well, I need to change the policy to redact. So I'll go to the inspection system, log on to my rules editor, and you notice here that my email rule right now running on my email object is to log. I will edit it and select to redact instead. So I will redact, and I will do it, and I will update. Now that I update the policy, let me save it so it's loaded into the system, and now anything I send out should be redacted. I have an option to leave the last four characters, which is known as the tail, so that would not be redacted. Let's see an example of some international languages, and I will go over to my email here, and maybe this email. Let me reply to this email. This is an ID in the word Chinese, and this is a Taiwanese ID. So I send this out to myself, and if I select send and receive, I should receive the email over here, and such an email should be redacted. I already got a notification that that was the case. I look it up and notice how the email redacted the tax ID as well as the name. So this was a conclusion of the data loss prevention on the network piece. From a reporting point of view, one would able to see alerts and reporting in the central console. In this case, I will open the chart view to show what was spied on the network over a certain period of time. In this case, what I'd like to first know is what protocols triggered events. So I click on protocols, and I noticed that I had Gmail events, HTTP, and so on. And for any one of these protocols, I'd like to know what were the policy violations. So I click on policy, and now I'm going to see that I had some Chinese rule, GOBA, HIPAA, and so forth. If I click through on the HIPAA violation, I'll see the details of all of those. And if I wanted to see a detail of any one of these events, I'll double-click, and it's going to open the detail of such an event so I can do further investigation. And indeed, this was Mr. Kudlow and his credit card. Furthermore, I can look at the source email violators, for example. I click on source email. I see all my email violators. Here's the demo violators. These are the policies the demo had violated. This is the policy that Johnny Y had violated, and others. But not only that, I can, on the right side, see for demo, who did he send those emails to? So I click on destination email. In this case, it will be over here. And then I will see all the destinations the demo sent. So he sent to these two destinations, and Johnny Y sent to this destination, and demo CP, and so forth. So you have complete overview of what transpired on the network. Thank you very much. For further information, go to gtbtechnologies.com.